Hi everyone. I'm Zombie and I am answering my AMA questions. Thank you everyone who sent me questions. You're rad. Ernie 55555, that might have been too many fives. Oh well, asks, by what process are zombies made into lollipops? Seems like it could be messy. A hydraulic press. How fun would that be to watch, right? What is your favorite non-GWA thing to do? I don't know if I have a life outside of the internet aside from working. I watch anime and cartoons and play video games. I'm really boring, so yeah. Which audio that you've done are you most proud of and why? None of them. When I record, I kind of go through this process of recording a part, hating it, deleting it, re-recording it, hating myself, and like talking shit. And then I finally get tired and just post shit. So, yeah. Little Mako asks, what is your favorite food or drink? Please don't bully me, but my favorite food is Stroganoff Hamburger Helper. What's my favorite drink? There's this candy store in town that sells these really interesting and weird sodas, and the pumpkin pie one is really good. Otherwise, I guess like grape juice or, oh wait, no, coffee. I live off of coffee. Yes. What tags draw you to an audio? MDOM, rape. Any of the other like, or, ones like that. I'm very easy. So. Who is your celebrity crush? I've kind of been in love with Simon Pegg for a really long time. That was brought up again recently when I started rewatching the Cornetto trilogy. Otherwise, I mean, I don't really care about celebrities super enough to crush on them. Maybe Kimbra. I would marry her in a heartbeat. But I mean, who doesn't like all the guys from Marvel, like in the movies? Oh my God, they're really cute. GWA sub asks, what celebrity would you want to do an audio on GWA? Again, not super into celebrities. Like, I'll be like, oh, he's cute, and that's pretty much it. I can't think of any that has a voice that makes me completely melt that stands out. So, I don't know. A hot guy? I don't care. Are there any kinks you enjoy in porn slash fantasy that you have no desire to experience in real life? I have somewhat self-preservation, so like being kidnapped and raped would probably not be fun, though a big part of that would be probably because the dude would be like super grody, what's it like being an undead lollipop? I'm dead inside. So T2 asks, your three favorite lollipop flavors are cherry, grape, and oh God, this is hard. Cotton candy? Which three rather simple items makes, in your opinion, travel more enjoyable? I don't travel often, but my iPod, my 3DS, and my phone. Like, I couldn't live without technology, I would die. Oh, I forgot the second part. What would you always have with you? Those three. I love audios because I'm very sensitive auditory-wise. Like, real porn doesn't super do it for me, except every once in a while. Like, certain types of porn. But with audio porn, boy, howdy. The shit gets to me. Like, oh my God. If only you would, asks. You are offered an unmentioned sum of money to permanently lose three of the four taste sensations from your tongue. Sweet, sour, salty, bitter. Would you do it? How much? Which one would you keep? I guess I would, like, I guess I would keep sweet or sour. Sweet, I guess? It'd have to be a lot of money, though. 'Cause, like, to permanently take something away from you like, that's a big deal. Name an everyday routine that you hate but can't live without. I guess my general morning routine, washing face, brushing teeth, brushing hair, stuff like that, like it's important, but I don't want to do anything first thing in the morning. What kind of driver are you? I'm a very defensive driver. Like when I first started driving, I was scared to even go past 45 miles per hour. And now it's like I get to go 70 on the highway and I'm like, "Yes," but I'm still scared and paranoid of people hitting me. Like I panicked the other day trying to park. 'Cause I couldn't see whether I could fit in or not, and I just ended up parking closer. West Bay Ray asks, "What motivated you to start recording erotic audio? What do you find enjoyable about it?" I think I watched a shitty hentai dub like a million years ago, and I'm like, I could do that, but not bad. And I started recording lewd. It started with Vokeru threads and shit, and then a friend told me about GWA, so here I am. Do you have a dream car or a dream house? If so, what is it? I'm the kind of person that I see cars and it's like, that's a car, that's a truck. I don't like if it drives fine and is good on gas and isn't like one of those ugly ass cube cars, then I don't really care. Same with the house, really. I just want a house I can live in. Made close to some places to be convenient, like I am now. If you wear jewelry, what kind is your favorite? I'm a total magpie, so anything shiny. Like, it doesn't have to be expensive as long as it doesn't turn my skin green. Come Hungry Princess asks, if you had to lose a body part, which would it be? If we're talking about any body part, I guess I could pick a pinky toe. I mean, those aren't super important, right? Would you lick a zombie lollipop for $2? Bruh, I would lick one for 2 cents in a ketchup packet. What's your favorite kind of sandwich? Chicken, I guess? I like chicken a lot. Do you like eating ass or getting your ass eaten? Both. Though, hair has been a problem as far as me doing it. So if you're at least trimmed, we good. Gate of Ivory asks, is there a place in the world you would like to live if money were no object? I don't know. I haven't really thought of this. Like, I don't get out of the house much, honestly, aside from like working and stuff, so I'm fine where I am, I guess. Maybe like you're somewhere in Europe. That seems nice. Has anyone ever heard you having sex by accident? God, I hope not. And if they have, they haven't said anything. But wouldn't that be embarrassing? Veal Threat asks, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a zombie lollipop? With how I've been lately, three. Mr. Tinkles asks, what GWA tags are you most drawn to and which do you wish there were more of? Same as before, like MDOM, rape, degradation, humiliation, name calling, stuff like that too. And I wish there was more of all that. I mean, I know there's a lot, but the more the merrier, right? You suddenly gain the power to make any work of fiction real. What fictional thing would you make real for sexy purposes? Oh, golly. There are some stands in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure that would be really good for lewd purposes, so I suppose that. Do you fap to audios, or do you only listen to them for purely intellectual reasons, preferably while wearing a top hat and a monocle and shouting, I say, jolly good show? I don't fap out often. Like, if it's really good or if it's like an SI, I'll fap to it, but otherwise I just kind of put my head down and close my eyes and just listen. I mean, I get really turned on, but I don't always want to fap to it. You have gained telepathic powers. How would you lovingly fuck people with your mind? Or not so lovingly, if that's what tickles your metaphorical pickle. Oh god, I would fuck with people so hard. It wouldn't even necessarily be sexual. I would just, like, really mess with people. Well, that would be really mean, though. I don't. Maybe if they deserved it? Yeah. Have you ever grabbed a lover's penis and made lightsaber swishing noises with it, or demanded that he pump out all those midichlorians for your amusement? No, I'll be honest, please don't hate me. I haven't seen Star Wars or whatever midichlorians, which might be Star Wars or not, is from. I plan to watch them eventually, but yeah. What's your favorite sexual fantasy that you haven't been able to fulfill yet? Unless you've already fulfilled all your sexual fantasies, in which case, what is your favorite sea creature and why is it narwhals? Oh gosh, this is a good one. Oh God. I guess just like general like rape role play kind of thing, where it's like rough and like I'm just completely helpless kind of thing. There's another one, but I'm not gonna say because it's embarrassing and it's not gonna happen. Have you ever had anyone write things on your skin, and was it Harry Potter fan fiction? It's funny you say that because I actually have all of My Immortal tattooed on my back. When agreeing to things, do you ever quote the line from Lord of the Rings and I've never seen Lord of the and say you have my sword? Also, do you ever follow up throwing a container of Axe body spray at the person who's shouting, "And my axe"? Never seen Lord or read Lord of the Rings again. I plan to eventually. Please don't hate me. Have you ever had a lover scream or moan in pleasure so loudly that it legitimately sounded like dubstep? No. If you had the power to raise people as undead minions under your command, what would you do to entertain yourself? Make them fuck, I guess. Make them do all my chores, general stuff. Millie asks, what is the most lewd thing you can think of? Hand holding. It's disgusting and only degenerates and debutantes do it. So gross. What lewd activity do you most enjoy? 69ing, I guess. It's fun. What video game you like would make for the best story if you played it hysterically? Honestly, playing video games hysterically would be a bad idea because I'm already really bad at video games. So doing that well, that would be a very bad idea. I would die a lot. But, I don't know. Bioshock? That's one of my favorite games ever, and I bet it would be really fun, especially since I got I got really into Irish accents after, and also Boston accents after, Atlas and Fontaine. Like, yo. How much pineapple can you put in your diet before it becomes weird? Okay, like, I kind of like pineapple, but pineapple juice is a little too strong, so we've started taking bromelain tablets, which I read a post recently that after like a month it takes effect, so we'll see how that goes. If you had a cock, describe what it would look slash feel like. I live in Southern America, so it would probably be circumcised. Unfortunately, it probably wouldn't be very big. God. I don't know. It would be a dick, but not like a huge dick. Maybe like average, and I would play with it a lot. And I don't know. Maybe it'd be cool to get like be submissive. We get like a chastity cage or something. That would be fun. Let's see. Northern Thunderstorm asks, what does a zombie lollipop taste like? Can I have a taste? Let me check. I taste normal, I guess. I haven't been taking bromelain long enough to make it sweet or anything, but it doesn't taste bad. What's the story behind your username? I like zombie movies, and my favorite horror like creature is zombies. I like doing lolly voices because I have nothing to better do with my life. And also maybe because I yawn just a little bit. And I have an oral fixation, so I really like lollipops. See? I'm like totally clever. Pick three users you'd want to collab with. I really hate naming names because it's really embarrassing. I have a long list of favorites, I'm not gonna say. But if you want to do it with any of them, really. Oh golly. It's Trinvin asks, what was the biggest dick and/or phallic-shaped object you've ever seen? Describe it. Was it from a big daddy cock? Oh golly. Okay. My boyfriend is above average, and he's the only person I've been with, and I have a dildo that's 7 inches. I mean, if we're talking about real life here, then yeah. Like, I'd be scared to be with someone really big because my cervix is pretty much like 6 inches in. So like anyone bigger, it'd be like some fucking anime, you're not gonna fit Oni-chan kind of shit. But I mean, I like the idea of size queening and stuff. What's it like to be you right now? It's okay, I guess. I mean, I could be doing better, I could be doing worse. I'm alive. That's, well, I'm dead. That's cool. What do you recommend everyone should experience? From little things like eating a kielbasa, watching a certain movie slash listening to an album, learning how to tie a Chinese lucky knot, to traveling to a distant country. I haven't really experienced a lot, honestly, so I wouldn't be inclined to say for sure. I'm sorry, I can't answer that. I'm very inexperienced when it comes to pretty much anything. Sucking a dick? I don't know. Describe a typical day in your life. Then your worst, then your best. I get up, do my morning thing, face, teeth, maybe a shower, drink some coffee, maybe or maybe not eat breakfast, maybe go to work if I work that day, come home, internet or like, my boyfriend moved in recently and we've been playing video games, just kind of chilling, or his friends will come over and we'll all play board games together, go to bed. Well, he'll go to bed, I'll stay on the internet for a while, then I'll go to bed and then rinse and repeat. I don't know if I've had like a worst day ever. I guess some days at work are kind of eh. Like, yeah. I haven't had one that I can say is the absolute worst that I can, like, that comes to mind. The best day ever. Any day that goes good, like, I don't go to work, we go into town and, like, just come home and chill, that kind of thing. What are your favorite addictions slash vices outside of GWA? I have kind of an addiction to hard candy. Like, whenever I go to work, I'll have a few in my pocket. Same with coffee. I have to have coffee every day or I will die. Otherwise, I mean, I have an addictive personality, but I don't have anything that I'm super whatever about lately. Name your favorite thing pertaining to each sense. Touch. I really like the feeling of skin against my skin, or like anything soft, really, like a cat rubbing against your leg, or you know. Sight. Colorful and shiny things. Again, I'm a total magpie, so. Taste. I don't know. Things that taste good? I'm so boring. I'm sorry. I can't think of anything that's my absolute favorite at the moment. Smell? Definitely wisteria flowers. Like, I love when they bloom every year. Nothing makes me happier. Oral. AURL like sound. Okay, I can't pronounce things. Deep voices. Yeah. And I really, really like deep voices. Like, oh my gosh. Guy voices, I mean. I mean, girls cool too, I guess. Mystery Stroker asks, how much has GWA corrupted you sexually compared to before you joined? I thought I was a degenerate before I joined. Boy, howdy, was I wrong? I have. Okay, it was not into like fucking, rape, kidnappy shit. Fucking borderline snuff shit. I was not into any of that before I came to GWA. I have become a monster. Like, oh my god. What's the kinkiest fuck you've ever had? Okay, one time before my boyfriend moved in, I had been edging all day, and I handcuffed myself on my knees on the bed with a blindfold on, waiting for him to get there. He gets there, and I can hear him undressing. He's talking to me about work and shit, and then he gets up on me, and he's playing with my back, and he starts biting my neck and shit. And he ends up shoving it in my ass, and it feels a little uncomfortable at first, but he fucking goes at it, and it's amazing. And halfway through, I'm like, I didn't hear you put lube on. He's like, I didn't. And it was really fucking hot. And, like, that's the only time we've been able to do without lube, but it was great. I don't remember if I came or not. Like, after. I just remember that specifically. What's the kinkiest fuck you want to have? Again, I want to get into like rape role play, and I'm getting an IUD soon, so spontaneous sex should be in our future. So that would probably be the best way to do it. May discuss it beforehand, and I don't know how it would work because I don't want to fight back and hurt him. Maybe have it be like I wake up tied up to a bed and have like all my senses, kind of blocked, like earplugs and ball gag and blindfold. And we have lots of things like impact play stuff like flogger and paddle and candle wax and all kinds of shit. And it would just be really fun. Just how much of a pain slut are you? Have you ever had to use a safe word out of a painful situation? I don't think we're serious or like intense enough for me to use a safe word. Like, there are times where I've wanted to cry, but I've never actually cried. Even when it hurts to the point where I'm not enjoying it, I still end up soaking wet, so I guess I enjoy it to a degree, and afterwards I'm fine, so. How does anal sex compare to vaginal for you? For a long time, vaginal hasn't really worked for me. Like, my G-spot doesn't want to work. It's been better lately, so that's cool. But, like, between that, or like, if I'm not on birth control, we pretty much just do anal. And it wouldn't make me come, but I really like anal. And it doesn't take a lot of prep. Like, as long as my stomach doesn't hurt, he can pretty much just rut against me and it goes right in. Like, when we first started, we would do stretching and enemas, and it was just, like, really uncomfortable. Uncomfortable. And, after a while, we just found out, like, as long as I'm in the mood for lewd, then it just goes in and everything's cool. What's your favorite outfit for seduction? I've worn nothing but fucking t-shirts and blue jeans since high school, aside from wearing sweats around the house. I'm not really one to dress up, so maybe eventually, like lingerie and little schoolgirl outfits and shit would be fun, but that's not something I do right now. What's your favorite anime? Do you have a husbando and/or waifu? My favorite anime slash manga is definitely JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, and my husbando is Joseph Joestar. I mean, I have a lot of husbandos and waifus. It's ruined my life, who I promise, but Joseph Joestar is my number one. LH599 asks, if you could delete anything from the world, what would it be and why? Minions. I think it's self-explanatory. If you could swap your abilities of one given game with someone, which game and whom? You could swap your abilities. I'm stupid. I don't quite understand the question. Do you mean like give characters abilities to someone? I don't know. I'm sorry. Which is the board and why is it B? Pro tip, it's B. All B fags must die. So, that was my AMA. Thanks again, everyone who asked me questions. Okay, bye!